Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Hunger.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle.
I just thought it would be fun to do like weird pauses and then talk fast.
Okay. And as always, we are rewriting the entirety of Wikipedia off the top of our damn heads, one page at a time, in convenient and easy to listen to podcast form. Glenn, do you have your weird pacing out of your system, or is that going to be a thing we all have to deal with?
Don't yet, I think. Now, yeah, I'll talk. I mean, not that I talk normally to begin with. I've been told I have a weird cadence normally, especially when listing things and saying the title of the show Game of Thrones.
Yeah, you hit game real hard.
I mean, that's the important part of it.
Is it?
I don't know.
I think the Thrones
is probably. I gave up after a couple seasons.
Yeah.
Yeah. They burned that little girl for too long.
Oh boy.
There's the episode where a little girl
No,
gets
I know, I've
the
seen
steak.
The whole thing. I'm just saying it's a weird energy.
And that seems
to bring
like 2 minutes long.
A...
And like I get that bad things happen in TV shows and it's not a real little girl, but like they really dragged that scene out to an uncomfortable level for me.
Was it like 120 seconds? Wait, we want a tight 69?
It's hard to say nice. Is this what you're doing? You're doing weird 69 aversion therapy?
I'm trying.
Like, oh, Glenn's talking about a little girl being burned alive at the stake. Let me throw a 69 in there. And
I was trying to get you off topic, trying to get you to giggle, maybe bring back some playfulness to our fucking podcast.
Levity to our comedy podcast.
Oh, boy. Let's both take sips of our seltzer water for a second.
It's like summer in a can.
It is. He's got a Wegmans watermelon seltzer water.
It was very good. I had the pomegranate cherry. Mm-hmm.
Also,
which was
a very
also
good
very good.
Yeah, but the watermelon, I pose to you as it's like summer in a can.
It's bad. I don't remember the last brand of watermelon seltzer that I bought, but this is better than that.
Yeah, it's very summery. Am I not right?
It's pretty good. I like it a lot. Good. Love that bubbly water.
Love those bubs. Love those bubs. Very excited. There's new in my life. I was entered into a Facebook group I don't hate. Which is very interesting.
That's exciting.
It's all
I get a lot of ones that I do hate.
Yeah, it's all about seltzer water.
Nice.
Yeah, it's real, real nice. And people just take pictures of the seltzer that they have and they rate it, and they have fun and they're very self-aware of how ridiculous it is to the point where someone got caught posting a photo that they Google image search. Of seltzer water, and they called him out on it, and then they like started like a poll of like, should we ban this person from being a poser? And then they're like, this is ridiculous, and like everyone's like, yeah, it's a group about seltzer water. We know it's ridiculous. That's
the whole
that's
thing.
Why it's funny.
It's all
guys.
Ridiculous.
That's why this is funny.
Yeah,
and it's just I don't know. It's enriched my life.
I vote expel that person.
Right?
Seriously. Kick him out of there.
Get out of there. Hey, but we got to do an episode. We got to rewrite a Wikipedia page. We're all tied up across the board.
Yes.
Which is better than losing.
Shrumpf, yeah, it is.
I hope you listened to last week's episode of Mount the Smurfs. It was shrumpf and delightful.
That's one of my faves.
So good. But so we threw it out there. If you don't know, we ask Facebook for topic suggestions for us to tackle. So get on there and like our improvised Wikipedia page on Facebook.
Yeah.
So you can suggest.
Or else.
Yeah, or else we're going to come and trump with your life.
We'll kick you out of your seltzer water groups.
Oh, my God. Watch out.
We're coming for you.
Love that bubbly water.
Dude, love that bubbly.
So our intrepid duty cyclers, the fans of our podcast, the duty cyclers, have given us some pretty good suggestions this week. Not as many as we've been hitting the last couple weeks. So
that's right. I'll take quality over quantity.
Yeah, I mean, stop slacking though, right? Like,
I mean,
get
if we're being
there.
Honest with ourselves, we need one good suggestion a week.
That's fair.
The fact that we get more than that is delightful.
Yeah. Okay.
We get a couple bad ones every now and then.
Right.
Ones that we can't do.
Yeah.
Or ones that are jokes.
Right.
Or ones that are about mustache history. That's a I'm sick of seeing as a suggestion.
Wow. Just throwing it out there, huh?
John Coulter, who we've thrown under the bus a couple of times.
He threw himself under the bus.
He does joke ones a lot. He did suggest how to properly tune a violin this time,
right.
Which not a joke suggestion,
yeah.
But not really.
It's more a reference to the
that's
violin
more like
that
a,
you have in your act.
Yeah, but that's that's more of like a WikiHow page than a Wikipedia page.
Also a good point.
Like,
and we do have the Vincent Price rule. That is, we don't tackle pages of people who are still alive or are famous. They're just not as fun. And if you need a better reason than that, well, then you're out of my Bubbly Water Facebook group.
Yeah. And no bummers, too. If it's something that would make us sad, we don't want to do
no
it.
Yeah, no bummers. We accidentally had a bummer episode.
Yeah. Which, I mean, we both knew enough about the Lindbergh baby where we shouldn't have done it.
Yeah. Hindsight is 2020, but the score is all tied, so we still got a shot to win the entirety of Wikipedia.
I'm coming for you, Wikipedia. You
all right, so Glenn, I've got the suggestions up in front of me. I need a number between 1 and 6.
4. I want number 4.
You want number 4, Daddy. All right, 1, 2, 3. Four. All right, cool. This is a good one. I think we're going to have to amend it a little bit, but it's very workable. You ready?
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Addison Teal. Very funny comedian, improviser.
Member of Fig for a Kiss. Their EP out now.
Yeah, check that out on Spotify. Fig for a Kiss, a fantastic Celtic band. Addison is one of the fiddlers in it, and I believe she sings as well, which is awesome. Addison wants to know, she specifically said alpaca wool. But I think alpacas is the way to go for the Wikipedia page. I don't know that alpaca wool will have a standalone page, but alpacas definitely
will. I think
it
might, but what's going to be on it besides it's a wool from an alpaca?
Right.
Like, you know how wool normally comes from sheep? Not this wool, buddy. This wool. We call it alpaca wool. You know why?
Because
it comes from alpacas.
Oh, my gosh. It's a working title. But
softer than sheep wool.
Great.
I believe.
But do you want to do alpacas?
Let's do alpacas.
Yeah.
Because they're basically llamas.
Yeah, they're like...
We might as well just be llamas. We might as well do llamas, is what I'm saying.
Well, no, let's do alpacas.
We're going to have to, because that was the suggestion, but let's be honest with ourselves.
Well, I mean, I feel like alpacas are the bourgeoisie of the llama family, right? They're llamas with money.
Yeah. Like... Llamas look at alpacas and they're like, you think you're better than me? And
nah.
The alpaca is like, yeah, I do, actually. I think I, yeah.
Yeah, I got
my wool slightly softer. That's why I'm a more popular wool option than llama wool.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting a lot of like llama wool socks.
I'm not getting any llama wool socks. Alpaca socks are on the table, though.
I have a pair of alpaca socks. They're very soft and warm.
I mean, this is easy. Alpacas are a mammal.
Yeah. They got... 4 legs.
Mm. Hooved feet.
Cloven hooves.
Oh, I love a good cloven.
Love a cloven hoof.
I prefer all of my animals to have cloven hooves as well as my Satan's.
Yep. And they got long necks. Not giraffe long, but pretty long.
Yeah. Like, proportionally speaking.
You know how like a dog's head is pretty much just stuck right on their little body?
Yeah.
Not alpacas.
They're like a stretched out cloven dog.
Yeah, they're like a dog with cloven hooves, and then you just take their head and you stretch out their necks and make them
and
tall.
Then you, so you're not, just to be clear, you're not talking dachshunds. You're not talking wiener dogs.
No.
You know, you're talking about like just any dog.
Any kind of dog.
Any kind.
There's no dog in the world that has a longer neck than alpacas.
That, wow.
I would like to see it.
It's the kind of heat that the Improvised Wikipedia podcast brings.
If any scientists out there want to make that happen.
What?
I would
Are
love
you
to see a dog.
This?
I would love to see a dog with an alpaca neck.
Why don't you just Photoshop it and not fuck with genetics and evolution?
I am pretty good at Photoshop.
Yeah.
I did recently switch my friend Kirk Griffith's head with the head of a microphone he was talking into in a picture.
Right.
Because somebody commented on the picture that he looked like a microphone holding a microphone.
Oh.
So I couldn't fall asleep until I made that happen. So I switched it, a big microphone head. He was holding a microphone with a little Kirk Griffith head on top. It was worth the time that I put into that.
Huh.
For sure.
There was an article floating around recently that the guy that first bred golden doodles or one of those like poodle labradoodles, there it is,
sure,
has now come out and saying that it was like his greatest mistake.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't read the article because I truthfully don't care. But like, that's what this nonsense about stretching out dog necks makes me think of. Like, why are you doing this, man? If the Labradoodle
like
guy
see
is in
dog
the news,
with like a 2.5 foot long neck.
I just don't know. I don't think it's a good idea.
Well, I mean, is it because he regretted like being a dog breeder? Because
I didn't read the article.
I didn't read it either, but I'm going to continue to question you as if you did.
Okay.
Right, because there's a lot of dogs that are in shelters and stuff, and you can just get a shelter dog and rescue a dog instead of being like, well, no, I need a Labradoodle. So maybe that's why. Is it because I made this good dog that everybody loves, so there's so many worse dogs in shelters?
I mean, it's plausible. I don't like how judgy you're being by calling them worse dogs.
Well, I'm this is from his perspective.
Oh, okay.
I'm in the character of this dog breeder.
Okay. Yeah, I mean,
I don't have a Labradoodle. I have he's mostly an English Pointer, but we didn't like seek out a specific kind of dog.
Right.
We're like, I say we, I mean me specifically. I was like, I would like a dog, and then I got one, and my wife grew to love it, as I anticipated. Shout out to Elvis, my dog. He's a good boy.
I thought it was, you were shouting out to famed figure skater Elvis Stoiko. That's who you're doing here.
That's not,
shout out to.
That's no one's first pull for Elvis.
I know, that's why it's so funny.
I know more people, when they hear Elvis, that they think of my dog before they think of figure skater Elvis, whatever you said.
Yeah, so it's such a good reference.
Elvis the Pelvis, right? Is that what they call that dude in the Olympics?
Sure.
Yeah, it is.
Great.
What
Alpacas.
Are we talking about?
Alpacas.
So, you farm them, not you, personally.
Yeah, why'd you say you farm them?
Because you have an alpaca farm here in your apartment.
Yep, clearly.
So alpacas, we established, they're mammals. They got long necks, but not long necks like giraffes. They're not 40 feet tall.
No,
they're probably like
8 feet tall.
8 feet tall?
Maximum. Yeah.
But what about average?
Average?
Maybe the tallest alpaca ever in the history of the world was 8 feet tall.
Yeah.
If I'm eye to eye with an alpaca, I'm surprised. I expect that shit from llamas. Alpacas, I think, are slightly smaller than
llamas. Great. Well, let's say average height is 5'10". Then.
I don't think I could ride an alpaca.
Oh, not with that
I mean,
attitude.
Maybe in an emergency
situation. You could ride
situation.
An alpaca. Absolutely, you could.
I don't think the alpaca would be thrilled about it.
Nobody said they would.
Like a llama, I could ride on a llama, and it would be mildly inconvenienced. An alpaca would be like, God, this sucks. Like, I know you've lost some weight recently through intermittent fasting, and I'm very proud of your efforts, Glenn, but like, seriously, I'm a 4.5 foot tall mammal. Get off my back.
I think you're vastly overestimating the cranial capacity of an alpaca.
This head?
Yeah, to be able to formulate that thought.
Sit on its head? Oh, no. Could you think you could carry an alpaca? How heavy are our woolly boys?
No. I also can't think of a circumstance where I would need to carry an alpaca.
What if I said, hold this alpaca?
I'd be like, no, that's okay. It can stand on its cloven hooves.
Hold this. I think you think alpacas are a lot bigger than they are.
I think alpacas are like 5'10", 6 feet tall.
Maybe a big one.
Well, yeah.
But I think your average alpaca, 5 feet. I say they top out at 5 feet.
Okay, great. Where do they live?
Peru.
Yeah?
Yeah. That one I'm legit, like, almost positive is actually correct.
Just specifically Peru, that's it.
Yeah, they live in one town in Peru. Alpaca Village. No, I think they live in Peru. I don't know why I think that, but it's in there. And that's
like
what I'm
mountainous.
Going with. They like Nazca lines.
Who doesn't? Fun little designs in the dirt that no one knows why they're there, that you can only see from above. Ah, so fun. Probably why alpacas have such long necks, so they can look down and see the Nazca lines.
That's why they evolved that way. They're like, check out these lines. We need a better look at these. Let's grow our necks real big.
Yeah, just start stretching. Start stretching and fuck me.
I'm going to clip that out of this episode and make it my ringtone for when you call me.
Be great.
For the rare instance that my phone is not on silent and that we call each other on the telephone.
Start stretching. TM, by the way. What's going on here? I'm gonna trademark that phrase. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on coffee mugs and t-shirts and onesies.
Oh, please not onesies.
Adult onesies.
Oh, okay.
You monster.
Alpacas, you farm them?
Yep.
There's alpaca farms in New Jersey.
Right.
So, and is that probably alpaca farms?
Clearly for the wool, right? Like, nobody's eating alpaca meat.
I don't know about nobody.
Most people aren't, in America at least. Yeah.
I know that.
And alpaca milk is probably a thing, but I don't see that very often
either.
Yeah,
that's probably not, like, any man, you can milk whatever mammal.
Sure.
You don't necessarily want to.
No, I mean, I'm not interested in it.
I've not seen alpaca milk commercially available.
No, but anyway. I do feel like at like a bougie farmer's market, unpasteurized alpaca milk in like a mason jar with a sprig of lavender in it. It's probably like $50.
I was in Ohio.
Yeah, that tracks.
And we were driving near some alpaca farms. I feel like if I knocked on the door and be like, hey, $50, no questions asked, can you fill this jar with some alpaca milk? They'd have done it. Could have gotten it. But again, do you want to? Do you want alpaca milk? Nah, you want that soft, soft wool.
Yeah. Is that the only reason you think to commercially farm them?
Yeah. Like, ostriches were getting farmed in the U.S. for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, an ostrich egg is like a dozen chicken eggs.
Sure.
And you can...
You can eat ostriches, that people do eat. There's not the... I don't know, I'm perceiving there'd be a taboo of, like, here, have an alpaca burger. I think most people would probably be like, I'm good.
Yeah. Like, ostriches and emus were farmed for meat and eggs. Mm-hmm. And probably feathers.
Sure.
I guess.
Yeah. I mean, the bedding industry has had a stranglehold on this country for far too long.
You've had it too good for too long, geese. Time to not... I mean, I guess by too good, I mean you're being murdered for your feathers, but...
So we can sleep on your corpses.
And then get poked. Feathers aren't good things to put in pillows. Can we end this myth that that's a good idea?
Well, I don't think anybody's really doing it. Do you know anybody that has a feather pillow in 2019?
When we bought our couch, the two throw pillows that it came with are feathers.
When did you buy your couch?
2 years ago.
Tops. Okay, so relatively recently. Did you buy it from, like, an Amish person?
No, I bought it from a store.
A store, okay.
I don't remember which one.
But only the throw pillows, not your
couch. The couch itself does not stab me with feathers.
That's good.
But the throw pillows try to murder me.
You could replace them.
We can, and I've brought it up, and my wife, for some reason, thinks that we can't.
Really?
Yeah. I said, can we please throw these in the garbage because they hurt me and leave feathers everywhere. And she, I don't know why she's so attached to the pillows that hate me so much.
Well, have you asked her? It feels like something you could be like, hey, why are you attached to these pillows that hate me so much?
We have other, well, the thing is we have other pillows and I put those ones over the bad pillows.
Sure, sure. But like, I don't know, like maybe instead of hypothesizing on a podcast with your friend, you could talk to your wife.
I could.
But she seems like a very reasonable person.
Often, yes. I think she likes, maybe she just likes the thought of me getting stabbed with feathers.
I know I do. Just let you know you're still alive, you know? Little prick on my friend's shoulder while he's lounging on the couch so he can remember that life is precious.
And then, I mean, there's...
I want you to seize the day, my friend.
We end up with little feathers around our living room. The baby tries to eat them sometimes.
Well, that's not good.
No, see?
Why aren't you teaching your children not to eat feathers, you lunatic?
Well, when my older daughter was a baby, she really didn't pick things up and put them in her mouth very often.
Good for her.
But the number two, oh boy, does she love eating floor garbage.
Right.
Just snatches it right up.
Did she get that from you or from your wife?
The dog, maybe?
Oh.
Although the dog was around when my older daughter was a baby, too. I don't know where she gets it from.
I can confidently say I know where she doesn't get it from.
Alpacas?
Alpacas.
Alpacas eat garbage off the floor. How do
you
think
they? I don't
alpaca?
Know. We've got to talk about the Wikipedia page. What do alpacas eat? Garbage off the floor?
Was Tina and Napoleon Dynamite an alpaca or a llama?
I think alpaca.
If I look at a llama or an alpaca, I don't know what I'm looking at.
Yeah, if one of them's not fluffy, I don't know.
If they're right next to each other, I think I could say which one's which. But if you isolate them, like, you know how some people have perfect pitch? They can hear a note and mm-hmm. tell you what note that is?
Yeah.
Or they can, like, just sing, like, a D flat or mm-hmm. whatever?
Sure.
But then some people have relative pitch, where if you play, like, a middle C on a piano, mm-hmm. then they can, like, sing yeah. any other note as long as they have that one.
So you think
point.
You have relative
I have relative
pitch?
Pitch for alpacas and llamas.
Okay.
I need to see one compared to another.
Hear me out. All right, let me just give you a simple pitch right now. So
perfect
instead
llama
of...
pitch.
Instead of touring the Improvised Wikipedia podcast live, which we will do at some point.
We've done in the past.
We have done.
We'll continue to do occasionally.
We've never strung multiple dates together, but that's okay.
No, just kind of one-offs.
Right. So what if we tour a new game show where I just show you pictures of alpacas and llamas, and you have to guess which
well,
is which?
Counteroffer.
Okay.
Instead of pictures, I'm going to need live animals.
I feel like that would be a very expensive endeavor that I'm willing to embark in if we can get the venue to cover the animal rental cost.
Well, I know a couple weeks ago I complained about animal acts being bad and
yeah.
that people shouldn't do them.
Yeah, this is...
But if we do shows at like an alpaca or llama farm...
So I would just have to blindfold you. Well, see, it'd be hard to promote that show because we'd have to promote the name of the farm in advance of it. This is interesting. There's definitely something here.
I think
this is our $1 billion
idea.
Glenn.
It would be cuter if I got to look at a real one instead of a picture of one.
Yeah.
Because then I could pet them.
It's true.
And then if they spit on me, I go, "Oh, that one's a llama."
Right. I think
alpacas
probably
do
probably
too.
Do the same thing,
but yeah. not at me because they know that I like them more.
Really. Here's the thing: both stinky beasts.
Yeah. Now the thing about most animals is they don't smell good.
Boy, howdy, don't they?
Female rats smell like grape soda.
The fuck? Female rats.
Female domestic rats.
Smell like grape soda?
Smell like grape soda. This is a fact that my wife often states as she's trying to shove one of our pet rats in my face, saying, "Smell this."
Is it?
And I don't want to.
Is it because she dunks your rats in grape soda?
No, it's something with a gland. Some kind
yeah.
of gland situation.
All right.
just imagine my very sweet wife
uh-huh.
just out of nowhere shoving a rat in your face and going, "Smell this."
Right, yeah.
Smells like grape soda.
Yeah.
I'd be like, "I believe you."
Yeah.
I don't need to sniff that rat.
She's got a rat in one hand and a feather pillow in the other hand, and she's going to take you out one way or the other.
I tried sniffing the rat once, and it like tried to. It didn't scratch me like an attack. It just tried to like then crawl on my face. Because it thought that's what was going on.
Mm.
Didn't care for it.
I find when I smell most people, that's what they do.
Yeah.
They try to climb on my face.
When do you think, when was peak alpaca in the United States?
Alpaca mania? I think it's right now.
You think we're living in...
the golden age of domestic alpacas.
The golden age of domestic... I think that might be true. I feel like there's probably a sudden spike maybe 20 years ago.
Like, I honestly...
in numbers of alpacas being farmed in the United States.
I,
and it's probably
that.
Plateaued. I don't know that... Like, the emu and ostrich thing, like, there was a boom and a bust.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't see a lot of ostrich farms around.
No.
I think probably because people didn't like it.
No, I think it has more to do with upkeep and maintenance. I think it's hard, legitimately harder to raise... ostrich and emu. They need a lot of land. They're fast. They're notoriously nasty.
They're mean
and dangerous. You know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of challenges there. I think alpacas are relatively tame and
they're
very
chill.
Easy
you
to
pet them. I've pet an alpaca.
I mean, it's probably pretty easy to take care of. Like, certainly less maintenance than a horse. Maybe even less maintenance than a cow. Like, I think they're just pretty chill animals.
Just they just want to hang out. They eat grass. I like the thing that they don't... that people don't eat them. I like that part of it.
They are...
I think somewhere people probably... They might eat alpacas.
Oh, yeah. No doubt. I mean, someone is eating everything, right? Like, that's just a thing.
But I don't.
Alpacas are traditionally great storytellers.
Sure.
Yeah. Like, if you ever get a chatty alpaca, buckle up, man. You're gonna hear a yarn.
We should get some alpacas in here as guests.
That's a good idea.
See what they know about
Smurfs. We have to,
like,
seriously figure out the investment required to get guests. I guess that's not really figure out. It's just we have to pony up the money. If we toured that game show, we boosted our income, and then we could have guests, which means we could have more alpacas.
Alpacas or llamas.
Yeah.
What if there was other... What are some other animals that are similar to each other that we could do? Like alligator or crocodile?
Oh, yeah. That's a tough one. That's a good one.
Mouse or rat?
From behind, you could do rhinoceros or hippo.
Yeah, could you?
From behind.
I think I'd be able to win that.
I think so, too.
Because I feel like hippo's dead ass is rounder. You know?
Well, I mean, curves are curves. Everyone's a little different.
Horse or pony?
Well, that's the same thing, really.
No, it's not. Ponies are different.
It's just a little horse.
Incorrect. You're thinking of foals.
No, definitely not.
Ponies aren't just small horses. They're different.
Cool. How's that helping me with that? What's a baby alpaca called?
Oh, Doug.
Yeah, yep, definitely winning this one. We put in such fucking good work last week with Smurfs.
I don't know. What the fuck? I mean...
Why do we try animals? Like, oh, God.
We've
damn.
Done so many and we never do a good job.
We don't even try kingdom, phylum, species, order anymore.
All right, so let's do it. Animalia, mammalia, Alpalia. No, are they pachyderms? It's kind of like camels.
I thought those were dromedaries.
Sure. What's a pachyderm then? Those are the other kind of camels. I think one's a dromedary, one's a pachyderm. No, that's an elephant.
Pachyderms are elephants.
Pachyderms are elephants. Dromedaries are camels. So, Animalia, Mammalia, Dromedaria. Dromedaria.
Oh, boy. okay. What do they eat? We never actually...
Grass and their enemies.
Okay.
I think just grass.
How many children do they give birth to?
One at a time.
One Doug at a time?
One little Dougie.
Little Dougie.
One little Dougie fresh.
Little Dougie fresh.
Dougie Doug. Sometimes two, right? But like, I think they don't have like a litter.
Right.
They might occasionally have twins, but for the most part, I think they're firing off one at a time.
How much do they weigh?
Ooh. See, I think I could a regular sized alpaca.
Disagree.
Like, lift one.
Disagree.
So I'm going to say
40 pounds. You weakling.
Because I'm thinking they top out at 5 feet. And they're not like big chunks.
They look chunkier.
Daddy not thick.
They look chunkier than they actually are because of the wool.
It's the wool. That's what I'm saying. I could probably pick up an alpaca.
Great. Well, we'll just keep that as the official number. We got to close out on our portion of this
podcast.
The
weight is however much I can lift, which is just honestly probably not a lot.
So what do you got? Are you done? I'm pretty good with this. I think we did as...
I think we're going to lose, so it doesn't matter. We might as well call it a day.
I mean, I think we did as good of a job as can be expected of us. We have enough of a track record for expectations to be rightfully low.
Let's throw a number out for when
69.
For when we think alpaca farming was popularized in the U.S.
85.
Sure. 1985.
How many episodes of this podcast have we done, by the way? Because we need to have a 69th episode spectacular if we haven't already.
There's no way of knowing.
There's
By
no way,
I mean, I can check.
Okay. Well, let's take a break.
According to the file naming convention, this is
which
56,
we know is wrong.
There's no way that's correct.
Okay.
That's not even a little bit accurate.
Let's take a break.
Let's.
We'll come back. We will see if we took it in the can.
If we took it in the can?
Yeah, I regret it, but let's go with it.
You nasty.
Hey, friends, it's John and Glenn from the Improvised Wikipedia.
Both of us. I didn't get left out this time.
Here to give you another, I mean, helpful piece of life advice, because we only promote products that we ourselves use, products that themselves and their representatives enjoy what we do. So it really is a really mutually beneficial landscape here.
The most.
Yeah.
Most beneficial.
It's true. And this week I'm thrilled to announce that our partnership with Area Rugs is continuing.
Yeah,
that's right. Area Rugs. Do you want carpet, but not
not all of it? Not all of the carpet.
Just some of the carpet.
Do you just have like one little spot on your floor?
Cover it up.
That Glenn, needs a little something.
What size would you describe that part of the floor that you want to cover it up? Would you call it an area?
It's like a small area.
A small area? You should get an area rug.
Does your floor want like a light jacket? Get an area rug.
Does your floor have floor pattern baldness?
Does your floor want a little shawl? Is it a little chilly for your floor? And what's a little shawl?
Do you have hardwood floors and pets that only want to throw up on carpet? Even though it's...
That sounds very specific.
Considerably easier to clean up animal vomit off of hardwood than it would be a carpet.
One of its many virtues.
Area Rugs are great, and we are so thrilled that they are back as a sponsor here of whatever season this is of our dumb podcast. But you know what's not dumb? Covering up a small portion of floor with carpet.
Yeah.
Can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
I don't really give a shit about this ad read.
About carpet? Area rugs?
Yeah.
You know, I don't either. Fuck them. Like, I have hardwood in most of my house. Our den has carpet, and we have, like, area rugs
in
a couple places. Who needs them?
Yeah, like what? I mean, like all they do.
We have long, skinny ones down the hallway. The only thing they're there for is so my baby can try to roll them up and hide toys underneath it.
Yeah, that's not good.
Because she's a baby and she doesn't understand that we can see when there's stuff under it.
Hey, you're not recording this, are you?
No, this is a secret.
Good. All right, let's start back up and just finish it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean, we're good.
Yep.
I cannot live in a house that does not have at least one area rug. It is a rule because area rugs rule.
Oh, they're so good, and we both agree that they're the best types of rugs and areas.
Use promo code ImprovWikiPod at checkout for a free sample of area rugs. All right, we're back. I got the alpaca page in front of me.
Hell yeah. You know what page I brought up?
What?
The list of all the episodes of Improvised Wikipedia.
I don't think that's a page.
It is on our WordPress.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know what number episode our next episode is going to be?
No, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, this is episode 68.
Shut the
next
fuck up.
Next week is episode 69.
Oh, my God. We got to actually plan.
I know.
We got
to do something big for this one.
Oh, boy. Well, buckle up because we got to figure out if we're...
Or disappointing. We'll have to see.
Probably the latter. The alpaca is a species of South American camelid. It is similar to and often confused with the llama.
Yeah, by me specifically.
Other alpacas are often noticeably smaller than llamas.
Mm-hmm.
The two animals are closely related and can successfully crossbreed.
Oh, hell yeah, they can.
Alpacas and llamas are also closely related to the vicuna, which is believed to be the alpaca's wild ancestor, and the guanacho.
Oh, guanacho.
They are two breeds of alpaca, the Surrey alpaca and the Hawaii alpaca. Alpacas are kept in herds that graze on high levels of the Andes of southern Peru, western Bolivia, Ecuador, and northern Chile at an altitude of 11,500 feet to 16,000 feet above sea level. Alpacas are considerably smaller than llamas, and unlike llamas, they were not bred to be working animals, but were bred specifically for their fiber.
Yeah, get that fiber.
Alpaca fiber is used for making knitted and woven items similar to sheep's wool.
Yeah, like the socks.
These items include blankets, sweaters, hats, gloves, scarves, and a wide variety of textiles and ponchos in South America, and sweaters, socks, coats, and bedding in other parts of the world. You should get an alpaca pillow instead of those janky feathers.
Yeah. That's alpacas ain't trying to cut you.
Steph, I know you're listening. I know you know we were talking about you this whole episode. Get an alpaca pillow for your boy. Make him so happy.
He's so soft.
The fiber comes in more than 52 natural colors and is classified in Peru. 52 naturally colors according to Peruvians, basically, is what that means. 12 in Australia and 16 in the United States. So there's either a wider variety of alpacas in Peru or they pay more attention to color gradation.
Interesting.
Peruvians love color.
Love it.
Alpacas communicate through their body language. The most common is spitting when they are in distress, fearful, or mean to show dominance. Male alpacas are more aggressive than females and tend to establish dominance of their herd group. In some cases, alpha males will immobilize the head and neck of a weaker or challenging male in order to show their strength.
Damn, alpacas. Take it easy.
In the textile industry, alpaca primarily refers to the hair of Peruvian alpacas, but more broadly, it refers to the style of fabric originally made from alpaca hair, such as mohair, Icelandic sheep wool, or even high-quality wool from other breeds of sheep. In trade, distinctions are made between alpacas and several types of mohair and luster. An adult alpaca is generally 32 to 39 inches in height at the shoulders.
Well, that's not very...
That's not very helpful.
Because their neck's so long.
Yeah, that's what... So they're just... That's maybe how long their neck is?
It's a little over 3 feet at the shoulder, so yeah, then, like, so their neck is, give it another 2 feet ahead. I think I was right, about 5 feet.
They usually weigh between 106 and 185 pounds.
Yeah, I can lift one of them little bitches.
You can, man. I gotta tell you, you were very right in a lot of ways.
It's like, I know things. I mean, I'm genuinely surprised. I don't know why I knew they were from Peru.
I don't know. Alpacas have been domesticated for thousands of years.
Thousands? Since thousands of years since 1985.
Yep. The Mochi people of northern Peru used them in their art. They're known wild alpacas. The family Camelidae? So they're related to camels. First appeared in the Americas 40 to 45 million years ago.
1985.
Yeah, 1985. It wasn't until 2 to 5 million years ago that the genus... whatever. Wow, this is a really good page. I mean, I knew we lost before we got here, but fuck. Alpacas are social herd animals. We know that already. I got to tell you, it was a very good opening paragraph,
too. I like that they have buds.
Yeah. All right. Well, here we go. This is an interesting part of the page that I think you would want to know. This is the sounds that alpacas make. Are you ready?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Humming. When alpacas are born, the mother and its child hum constantly. They also hum as a sign of distress, especially when they're separated from their herd. Alpacas may also hum if they're curious, happy, worried, or cautious. So it just sounds like alpacas hum. Like, that's a wide variety of conditions.
Yeah, they just like doing it.
They just like doing it. Snorting. Alpacas snort when another alpaca is invading their space.
And when they're...
doing fat lines of blow.
Doing rails. I was trying to think of the best way to say doing cocaine.
Yeah. You say cocaine, right? Weird. Cocaine?
Cocaine.
Grumbling. Alpacas like to grumble.
Oh,
to
they love
warn.
It.
They want to warn each other. Yeah, they grunt. They sometimes gurgle, too. They make a clucking sound similar to a hen's cluck. Alpacas cluck when a mother is concerned for her cria, which I believe is the verb for, not verb, the noun for youth, young. I'm going
to
click through.
I think you meant to say for their dug.
A cria is a juvenile llama, alpaca, vicuna. They're dug.
Cria.
Male alpacas will cluck to signal friendly behavior. Screaming. Their screams Their screams are extremely deafening and loud. They will scream when they are not handled correctly or when they are being attacked.
I also, if you try to handle me incorrectly, I'm going to scream.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's jump down to reproduction. Females are induced ovulators. The act of mating in the presence of semen causes them to ovulate.
Same.
All right, we're going to skip down.
No.
Yeah, we're moving
no,
on.
No, get more specific in how alpacas get down.
Population.
What are they into?
So they're native to Peru. We know that. Population declined drastically after the Spanish conquistadors invaded the Andes.
You motherfuckers.
Fucking God damn it, Spain.
God damn it, conquistadors.
A diet. Alpacas chew their food, which ends up being mixed with their cud and saliva, and then they swallow it. Alpacas usually eat 1.5% of a body weight for normal growth. They mainly eat pasture grass, hay. Some may need supplemental energy and protein foods. And they will normally try to chew on almost anything.
Yeah, I've been nipped at by a couple alpacas.
Yeah. And there's a whole bunch more. This is a great page. We lost. It's not even close, dude.
That's I'll take a loss to alpaca.
Yeah. I mean, we can just have our triumphant return.
Because I wear their wool.
So you win.
So ultimately, I win.
Yeah.
I think my alpaca socks are the only alpaca.
You say that, but somewhere in Peru, there's an alpaca walking around wearing the skin of Glenn Tickle.
it's collected all my beard shavings over the years.
I mean, that's it. Addison, thank you for the suggestion. Our apologies for maybe not doing such a great job, but I don't know. It's sort of your fault for asking.
Yeah, you did this to us, Addison. It's your fault.
Hey, if you had to leave a fake fact on this page, what would it be? I think we should just change the name of their young.
Yeah, change it to Doug.
It's objectively better.
I don't remember what it was what the real one is. So just change it to Doug.
All right, that's all I got, man. Any closing remarks?
No, I just, I just want to pick up alpaca now to show you I can do it. Let's carry it. I'm so strong. Look at all these alpacas.